allow you to use the...
Okay, so we're picking up on the bottom of Beis Hamelach, right? Mishnah says that what? That Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says you can't write it on a Niyar Mochok or on Diftara. With Neshu Yochel is Daif. So those are substances. You can't write it on something that can be altered without detection. Right? Yochel is Daif means that the thing could be forged, it could be changed, and you wouldn't be able to tell. Okay? And the Chachamim say it's okay. The Chachamim say it's good. Okay. So let's take the Gemara. Says, who are they? Yeah. So Gemara says, Man Chachamim, and Rashi says, meaning to say, Choma. Who are they, and what is their reason that they say it's kosher? One thing. So the Gemara answers both things, all right? It says, Rabbi Elazar, that's Man Ninu. De Omar Ede Mesira Karti. And that's his Tom. And that's the Tom. In other words, there is no explicit statement of a Tana that says that this is kosher. Right? Sometimes we are saying man chachamim, so it'll bring a brisa that says, well this Tana holds as kosher, so it must be him. Right? Over here there's no source like that. There's no source that assigns this shita to a specific Tana. So the Chachamim, so the Gemara has to figure out whose other shitas that we know about would result in this halacha. Okay. So it's Rabbi Elazar who holds Edei Mesir Karti. So Rashi says that the Chasima Saget is not Minat Torah. And what?
It also wouldn't be enough to give it just with Edei Mesir.
Right. Without Edei Mesir. Okay, so it's Rabbi Elazar who says Edei Chasima are not min haTorah. Not only are they not min haTorah, you need Edei Mesira. Right? In other words, here Rashi seems to be saying that you can't have it without Edei Mesira. Right? You can't have it without Edei Mesira. Yeah, so the Rishonim say that Rashi over here is only talking about a case where it's Yochel is Daif. Mm-hmm. Like the Ron mentioned that. That it's only the Ron, because the Ron holds that you don't need Edei Mesira if you have Edei Chasima. But he's saying over here, if it's Yochel is Daif, then you would need Edei Mesira. Okay, they would work. And they would work. Go ahead. Right, so you know we need Edom. You know that you need Edom in general. Right? He says, Da'al Karchach, but you know Edom. You need Edom because of the Gerer Shavah, Dover Mamon.
Da'al lo chashina medilma mezefa. Da'amran, Sriche le me Korea.
Okay, so we're not, because of all the proceeding, that we're not choshesh for a forgery. Why? Because we said that the Eidim have to read the get. That's earlier. We skipped that Gemara. That's earlier on the bottom of Chaf, on the days. Yeah. The Eidim is here, have to read it. Right before it's given. Preferably before it's given. They could read it right after, also. But, Hani is at the bottom of the last thin line. Hani betrayed Yov Gita Kamayu, Tzvichel Mikraye. They have to read it. So the Edei Mesira have to read the get, and it stands to reason, right? Because so they have to witness what?
What's happening?
They have to witness the Mesiras I get. So, they have to know it's a get, right? So they have to read the get. Then he gives the get in front of them. And now that will protect it from being changed. Right? If there was a condition, they would know about it. Because you're worried about her removing a condition. Not worried she's going to, that's what you're worried about. You're worried that the husband gave a conditional get, and she wants to be free, so she'll remove the condition. Right? So if there was a condition, they would know about it. And what? Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. And now, if you, according to Eidei Mesira Iker, so when the woman wants to get remarried, when she wants to get married, she has to bring the Eidim that it was brought in front of. So they'll recognize the document, and they'll know if it was forged. Okay? So according to Rebbe, that's why Rebbe Lazar says it's okay to use a paper that's able to be forged, that's able to be changed. Because since he holds Eidei Mesira Karti, right? So you're going to have the Eidim, read the get, witness the Mesira, and then you're going to have to bring the Eidei Mesira into the court to prove that she's divorced. So when they come into court, they'll look at the get, and they'll recognize right away whether it's the same get or not. Okay? So it's safe. So it doesn't matter that it could be changed. As long as we know, why do we insist on a, why would we care if, why does it have to be written on something that's not changeable? The only reason is this, so that we know that it's the same thing that was written. But over here, we know it's the same thing that was written anyway. So it doesn't matter what it's written on. Right? Simple. So Rabbi Meir has a problem though. Why is the Gemara saying this Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar based on this reasoning, meaning to say that without this reasoning it's not possible to have this position? Right? So Rabbi Meir, who holds Eidei Chasim Makarti, would have to hold this puzzle. Right? So Rashi says why? Because if you're someich on the Eidei Chasim, then the woman that wants to get married with the get, she doesn't bring anybody with her into court. If people recognize the signatures, in other words, the way to validate the signatures can be validated just by someone recognizing the signature. Says, yeah, I know that's his handwriting. Then that would prove the validity of the document. Okay, so there's not going to be anybody in court necessarily. No one is going to be in Beis Din that saw the original document, right? Except for the husband and the wife. So the problem is, and the husband doesn't have to be there, right? She's just trying to show she's divorced. So she could. So they're going to look at the document. They're going to say the Eidim are good, and they're going to be mati her. But the problem is, if there was a condition and she erased it, nobody would know. Right? So since you hold Eidei Chasim Makarti, it has to be written on something that's impossible to forge.
So is anyone speaking mystery?
I mean, it's definitely possible if you don't know. It's definitely possible if you don't know if it was altered.
Not in terms of the data. It would actually just be possible.
Yeah, we could not rely on it. Right? We could not rely on it. Okay, so let's take a look at this Tosfos. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so Tosfos says also like that. In other words, it's not true when Rashi says that if you hold Eidei Mesira Iker, that you need to bring the Eidei Mesira to Beis Din. That's not true, absolutely. Right? Because that's the whole idea of Tikkun Olam. Everyone agrees that according to Rabbi Elazar, you have Eidei Chasima for Tikkun Olam. And the Tikkun Olam certainly is that you don't have to bring the Eidei Mesira. That you can just validate the get by validating the Eidim's signatures. Right? So when Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar would insist that you always bring Eidei Mesira into Beis Din, he's talking dafka about a case where the shtar itself, where you can't rely on the Eidei Chasima. That's what he's talking about. Right? So he's saying because since you can't rely on the Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira are the Iker, you can use them, but for Rabbi Meir, you don't have recourse to the Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Mesira won't help you. You need Eidei Chasima, and you don't have it. Okay, go ahead. And apparently Rashi also seems to be learning different than the Rush, right? That the he seems to be learning that there are no Eidei Mesira according to Rabbi Meir. Good. So, but Rashi's second shot, that according to Rabbi Meir, if the woman comes to get married with the get that was written on paper that could be erased and not detected, so he says that what? That according to Rabbi Meir, there's no Eidei Mesira. And the Eidim that signed on it don't come to Beis Din, right? If somebody recognizes the signature. So therefore, no one's going to be there that's going to recognize the original shtar. Right? That's why he doesn't have them. Okay. He says, D'i mashma, but what's mashma from Rashi? D'i havi eide sahadi kamon, hava kosher. That's what's bothering Tosis. Bothering Tosis is mashma from Rashi, that the reason why the get that's written on the davar shiochel is daif, according to Rabbi Meir's puzzle, is because there's nobody in Beis Din who recognizes the original document. Right? But if somebody was there, according to Rashi, it's mashma, if the Eidei Chasima showed up, right? The Eidei Chasima showed up and said, no, that is the document we signed, that the get would be kosher. Okay, go ahead. V'i efshar, he says.
V'i efshar lo markein l'rabbi meir, l'inan she yehe mucha
mitocho.
K'du mashma v'reish kol agen. K'du v'ver shalfa l'izdayif
ein mochiach mitocho klum. So Tosa's argument is that the problem is that Rabbi Meir's shita holds that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Meir's shita is Eidei Chasima Karti. What does it mean, Eidei Chasima Karti? It means that you have to produce a document that is muchach from itself. Everything has to be in the get. You need the Eidim in the get. Why do you need the Eidim in the get? Because the document itself has to be muchach that it's a get. But now it's going to turn out like this. That I need verbal testimony to prove that the get is good. That already is going outside of the document. The whole reason, apparently, the Tosis is learning, the whole reason of having the Eidim Chasum al Ashtar, the Eidim Chasum on the get, is an idea that the get should be
as a Shtar.
The get should be as a Shtar, should be kosher from itself. Now you're going to say, the get is kosher from itself, if you rely on these guys. So then it's not kosher from himself. Right? Yeah. Did you see the case over there in Kol HaGet? I'll try to just simplify the case. It's an interesting case. Cases like this. The Mishnah says... Matzu ben Iro. Right, person finds a. Let's do the next one. It says, "Yes, and mikan. Hayulo shtei nashim. The man has two wives. Vishmosehan shavos, and they both have the same name. Right.
But you, it's his mom's name.
Kosav legari shasadigola. So if he intends to divorce the older one, right? Lo yigarish bo esakatana." Okay, so that's a chiddush in lishma. It's a chiddush in lishma. That even though the get was written with the intent for him to perform a divorce to one of his wives, and it was written l'shem this name intended, so then you say it doesn't. That's still not lishma. It has to be dafka for the one that it was written for. So you can't say I wrote it for the older one, but everything is the same for the younger one. Right? Still me, still my divorce, still one of my wives. But that's not considered lishma. Okay? That's still not considered lishma. It has to be dafka for that wife.
That's expressed in the get, or that's just his kavanah on it?
That's the problem. That's the problem. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says what? Mishnah says, lo yigarish bo es a katana. So who's a medayik over here? So what's the implication?
That's ambiguous in the get.
No. Halachically, what's the implication?
Are you reading Chazal? What is that?
That you can use it for the older one.
Right.
The implication is that you can use it for the one that you wrote it for. Right? The only problem is what? Chaim? The only problem is that what?
Ambiguous.
It's ambiguous. It's ambiguous. Right? Ksav itself is ambiguous. Okay? So the Gemara takes up this problem. It says, Kitana hu d'lo motzi megarish bay. Hagadola motzi megarish bay. Right? That's two dots. So the Gemara says, oh, you see that what? It's only the wrong one you can't use it for. Right? But the one you intended to use it for, you can use it for. Even though she has the same name as the other one. Okay, so the Gemara goes through a whole complicated case over here of two people with the same name living in the same city and they drop a shtar. Whole problems, okay? But then the Gemara winds up like this. Says, we're really choshesh. We really would be choshesh. In other words, let's say you had Edi Chasima. Right? So the problem is like this. How do you know which one he really intended to give it to? Right? The Gedola is holding it. You say, well, maybe he really gave it to the other one, and she, the other one dropped it, and she picked it up. There's no way to know from the shtar who it was really given to. Right? So the Gemara says, Ela mayis lach lemeimar be'edei mesira, that the get was given with edei mesira. Right? And the edei mesira know which one it was actually given to. The problem here is not a question of his kavanah. The problem here is that how do you know we're choshesh for nefila? It's a question that we're choshesh that the one who got it dropped it and the other one picked it up. That's what we're choshesh for. Okay? So we have to be able to prove who we're actually given to. So if you had edei chasima, they're not going to know. They're not going to see who it was actually given to. Right? But edei mesira, the Gemara says, solves that problem. But then the Gemara says like this. The problem is like this. It says, Elamai yislach lemeimar, be'edei mesira, v'rebi elazri. Hachanami be'edei mesira, v'rebi elazri. Okay? Those last three words are a question. Why does the Gemara say, edei mesira, v'rebi elazri? Okay? That's what Tosos is going on. Tosa says, "Be'edei mesira of Rabbi Elazari, oval leRabbi Meir, bo'inan she'nichtav mitoch hachasima, she'nichtav l'shem zeh ish, v'ish azu, v'lo mahani edei mesira." See, that's what Tosa is medayik. Tosa is saying, the Gemara says that what? That the case over here is edei mesira, and it's only good according to Rabbi Elazar. So Tosa says, well, why can't it be good? If you had Edei Mesira, why wouldn't it be good according to Rebbe Meir too? Right? Now you'd know all the information. So he says, no, that's the problem. If it was even with Edei Mesira, it's not going to solve the problem of not being Muchach Mitocho.
That's what it requires, right?
That's what it requires. Interesting, Rashi doesn't have that. Rebbe loves me. Different gears. Al-Khanami be Edei Mesira, and that's it. Doesn't have Rebbe loves me. So it's a question of the Girsa.
Why did that Girsa change the shot?
Because if you say, you could say, if you say Edei Mesira, then you could say, yeah, even like you were saying, it'll function for both.
Tosos is getting Edei Mitocho from the fact that it's Edei.
That's right. It says, why does that say Edei Mesira and it's Rebbe Elazar? Just say it's Edei Mesira. Just say it's Edei Mesira.
That's his criticism on Rashi over here.
That's his criticism on Rashi over here. Saying from the Gemara over here, it's Mashma, that what? That Rabbi Meir insists on Muchach Mitocho. Because otherwise, how could the Gemara assign it only to Rabbi Elazar? It should say, as long as you solve the problem, it could be Rabbi Meir too.
So how does Tosos learn this Gemara over here?
Which Gemara? So Tosos is saying that it has to be Muchach Mitocho. So it's not going to help you. Even if Adam could come in and say that it wasn't forged, it wouldn't help you going to Rebbe Meir.
Okay,
right?
Not the case. Okay. In terms of reading the Gemara, they're different than Rashi.
Which Gemara? The Gemara in Kol HaGet? This new Gemara?
No, the original Gemara. The
original Gemara, no. Right, same thing. It's better for Tosos, because it's better for Tosos. Well, I guess in that case it doesn't really matter. I mean, no, it's because it is mashma. It is mashma from our Gemara that it's only Rabbi Elazar. It is mashma that way over here, and Rashi has to explain why. Because since they don't need to be any, because they don't need to be any Edom, so you can have problems. But Rashi is going to agree. It seems Rashi does agree that if there were Edom, it could be kosher according to Meir too. Okay, but that's the question. The question is, do you say when you say Edei Chasima, according to Rabbi Meir, does that now mean you have an idea of Muchach Mitoko? I mean, it seems that way. It does seem that way. I mean, it does seem like Tosfos is a good argument. But that's the insistence of Edei Chasima. Because otherwise, like Yeshaya was asking, so then why can't they just have, why can't Rameer just say, have Adim, let's see the guy, say this is my das, why do they have to sign for it all? Right? I mean, you see that the Adim have to be in the shtar. Can't have just Stam Adis, that the guy held up this paper and told me this is what he wants to give his wife. Right? They have to be in the shtar. There's no sugya says Muchach Mitocho. No Gemara says that. It has to be Muchach Mitocho. Tosis is saying that Tosis is learning, Al Pisvara, that is the Shita Reb Meir. Not just Adam signing on the Shtar, but Adam on the Shtar being completely independent. Once the Adam on the Shtar needs support from Adam outside the Shtar, then they lose their identity as Adam on the Shtar. Then they're diluted. Right? I mean, it makes a certain amount of sense. Well, the question is, Rashi seems like he's having it both ways. Saying you need these Edom on the Shtar, but at the end of the day, we're really not going to know if we can trust them without the Edom Baal Peh. So you don't really have Edom on the Shtar. I mean, so then what are they doing? I mean, that's Tosa's argument. Once you have to go to the Edom Baal Peh, so now you're not really using the Edom on the Shtar. Right? So then it's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim argue with this Tosfos Shita. Even Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this. I think this is just a Shita of the Ri. But the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, the Ran disagrees. But none of them really give much of an explanation. They just refute his position that it has to be Muchach Mitocho. He says, no, you can learn everything that doesn't have to be Muchach Mitocho.
What's that Rabbeinu Tam?
Where is the Rambam? Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, the Rashba in our Gemara says quotes the Rambam Shita. The Gemara in the Tosfos of Chavdala, they believe, is the Ri. Mm-hmm. Meir, yeah. So the Ran on Kol HaGet, the bottom of the Ran, he goes through proofs against the Shita's Tosfos. He says Elavadei, the Rebbe Meir Ka'amrinan, that this Gemara says Edei Mesira is even according to Rebbe Meir. He works out, there are ways to work out the gears too. But he rejects that principle.
He goes like Rashi.
Okay, so there are other Gemaras that are difficult for Tosfos, and they have a hard time working out those difficulties. But that's the question. I mean, but what I'm saying is that the difficulty, though, is that the Rishonim don't really give much of an explanation of the side that it doesn't have to be Muchach Mitocho. It's just the question, does it have to be Muchach Mitocho or not? So what do you say? We have to do a little extra work to define it. And it says, Yesh Mefarshim, to the Rebbe Meir, Kevin de Mishum Eide Chasima Ein Gerusha Misvororin, was by the case of the two women, puzzled the Bainan Muchach Mitocho. Knows any time that from the thing itself it's not clear, so then it's puzzled.
Are you required to actually specify which wife?
Yeah, you could do that. That would be good.
Right.
Or boss, whatever. You know, boss, boss. Like, let's say they had the same mother.
He says, Velav Milsi. Doesn't like it. The Chaim Mufurish Patel says, Velav Milsi. Dim Kain, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, Adoram Biyarachas, Ein Megarshim Nishoseim, Elim Kain Kosvan Doros. This is the problem. This goes into the sugis that he holds contradict this. Says you have then if two people live in the same town with the same names, they have to write the third generations in order to get divorced. Right? You could do that. You could write third generation.
How is that a kasha? We don't pass the third
generation. What's that?
How is that a kasha?
Because there are gemaras that talk about Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, and then they don't make this chilek. There's a lot of gemaras. Okay. So the question is, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Eide Chasima Karti, right? You need Eide Chasima. So if it's written on something that you need to support, now let's take our case. The Eide Chasima are on the get. But in order to know that the get is the same, in order to know that the get in front of us hasn't changed, we need Eidim. You understand? Because the Eide Chasima signed on the get, right? But now we have a doubt if this document in front of us is the thing that the Eide Chasima signed on. Could have been different when they signed. Right? So you need Eidim just to preserve the integrity of the document. Right? But once the Eidim come in and say this is the same get, now the question is, can the Eide Chasima function? Right? That's the bottom line question of here. The Eide Chasima will function once we know it's the same get. Because now we have Eidim on the get. Eidim Chasumim on the get. The only thing is we need help from other Eidim to prove that this signature is relating to the Ksav above it. You understand? The signature below has to relate to the Ksav above. Now if it was... if it's paper that could have been, that if it's a writing that could have been rewritten, we can't be sure that the chasima is relating to the chasima. Right? So we just have Eidim coming in and saying everything is status quo. Nothing changed. So then, now the Eidim do relate to the Ksav. Right? So they relate to the Ksav after they get help from the Eidim, from the verbal testimony. But Tosh is saying that itself disqualifies it. That itself makes it invalid. Because it lacks its ability to exist on its own. It only exists as a kusher get because of other Eidim standing it up. And Tosh is saying it must exist on its own. So what's the machlokes of you? So how is Tosh viewing those Eidim? Eidim achasum ala get. How is he viewing their function? What is he saying that Reb Meir is insisting on? Eide Chasima Karti. So what is he saying? He's saying that the Eide Chasima have to be their Eide Raya. I mean, I'm just saying, he's saying they have to function as Raya. Right? The Iker of the Eidim Chasum Malaget is that they prove the get. Right? So if you need other Eidim to establish them, then they're lacking as in their function of proving the get. Right? So that makes sense. That makes sense according to what we were saying, right? Because we were saying that the get has to be a public document. Right? From the document it has to have that quality of being public. But here it's not. Here, until you have Eidim being made, it doesn't really have that quality because it's in doubt. It's in doubt what the document is. Yeah.